5:04 on a Water Dog Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sports Line, Rich Roth.
Yes, air quotes.
Rich Roth, Ed Lane, live all across ESPN Radio in Virginia. 1240 in Roanoke, 93.3 and 1320 in Lynchburg, 7:30.
That's a legitimate cough.
There's that cough again. And Bedford, rainy. It's rainy there in Bedford right now.
Rainy all over, Rich.
So anyway, welcome back to the show. We'll talk some U.S. Open coming up in a little bit. We've got some trivia questions I guess they're kind of trivia questions where we'll qualify folks to pick a golfer and win a VIP card from the VSGA. $65 value gives you tremendous savings at golf courses all across Virginia. And even into West Virginia and North Carolina. So some good stuff coming up. But right now we welcome back to the show an old friend, former Sportsline producer Mark Myers. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good, man. How about you?
It's hot down here, but I'm having a blast in Nashville.
Well, we're glad to hear it. When last we talked to you...
That was a doozy.
It was a doozy. Absolutely.
But how long does your head hurt?
It actually wasn't that bad, by the way. Obviously, I slept at the office. Did not go home that...
Anthony.
Well, I did. Rick took me home later. But I slept for a few hours at the office that night.
Yeah, we never got into the whole story after that. I was getting phone calls later on. Do you know any of that?
I know some of this. The crying story is the best one.
Oh, Mason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. That was real sweet. That tugged at my heartstrings.
It was an emotional, sentimental moment.
Absolutely.
We had folks back at the station that were calling me, giving me updates on Mark and how he was doing. And, you know, one person was really concerned and... You know, and Trish is like, this is just great. Then he's going to get home and, you know, he's going to die of alcohol poisoning. And Mason starts crying in the back seat. And I'm just like, what are you crying about? He's like, I don't want Mark to die. I know it's dying. I mean, this is so crazy. But I came back and gave Mark a lift home. We wanted to call Uber, but it's Lynchburg.
Yeah, I don't think they were quite out to Forest at that time.
It's what?
It's reliable here.
Really?
It is now. Yeah, they picked up service since Mark left, conveniently.
So yeah. They've got Uber here. But anyway, you moved on to Nashville, and you're having a big time, huh?
Yeah, and I actually I had a shot of tequila Sunday night and hated it.
You hated it, huh? You did the line, but
it sat in my chest for a few hours. It was pretty terrible.
You did the lime, but not the salt.
Correct.
What kind of tequila was it?
Oh, boy.
I have no idea.
That's
a buddy
problem.
Came in and said, what do you want? And so another guy said, get him a shot of tequila.
It was probably lame tequila, you know, Jose Cuervo or some garbage like that.
Did you swallow the worm?
I mean, it's all going to taste bad to me, so.
You like the sex on the beach, though, Mark. Tastes.
What was that?
I thought you said you liked the sex on the beach when you were here on your last day.
Well, yeah, that wasn't terrible, but tequila was much worse.
I drink that stuff on the rocks.
You gotta be thinking really expensive stuff, though.
Yeah, exactly.
The stuff that breaks the bank.
Rich knows all about that.
Right.
So, all right, Mark, so we invited you back onto the show because we had a very memorable moment the other day.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were reminiscing about it, and we thought to ourselves, God, we need to have Mark back on. Because I remember all the times Ed's been very good lately about not laughing during interviews. And you remember the fun we used to have trying to get him to crack up? And you even put together,
yes.
I thought there was a montage, but there wasn't. There were just individual clips.
Right.
No montage.
So, no, I don't believe so. I don't believe I ever put that together.
That would have been fun. But, you know, it's been a while. And the other day, And we'll play you the other one from the other day because I think it may be the best one ever.
I think this is definitely up there with all-time ridiculous moments.
Just a little trip down memory lane. We've got a couple of the clips that you pulled out. And again, the game in the studio had been mainly me playing because Ed doesn't like to play games as much as I do. But
I try to keep it professional, so ironically, I'm the one who is the least professional about it.
I think it started when you actually cried on the air because you were laughing so hard.
I think so, and that didn't even happen during an interview.
No, but now it's like if there's a breaking point and I think I can get Ed to laugh.
Oh, he's going for it.
I'll go to extreme lengths without doing anything on the air. So you'll hear in some of these clips that Ed just starts laughing for apparently no reason. And I'm doing things to try and get him to laugh. Because, you know, I'm an idiot.
Do we want to go back in time, like way back, or do we want the Monday one first?
No, not the Monday one. Let's go back in time to some of the highlights that Mark will remember.
And then build up.
Right, that Mark will remember.
Dan Shunk of OurLads.com joins us here on the Sports Line.
Okay.
Little hiccup
that
there.
That was subtle.
Gets more pronounced. Charity Waldron with us here, Director of Operations from the Commonwealth Games. Charity, you mentioned registration right now as well. Excuse me. And you mentioned that. What are sports that people can register for this event outside of the normal ones, the you know, golf, tennis, and things like that? The fake cough.
Love the fake cough. Because of course, if there was a real cough, he would turn his microphone off so no one would hear it.
Yeah.
So the only coughs you get to hear are the fake coughs. Which makes it even more ridiculous.
I can't even deny that. I mean, it's not like I can play it off. It's so true. No use even trying.
You got another one?
Yes. Have you noticed things, because you study this a lot more at freewinners.net than most people do, but when you look, Eddie, and Rich is trying to make me laugh over here, acting, you know, putting on facial gestures here, but
I think that's out of bounds to throw me under the bus.
Yeah, you can't just like, you know, tell people what we're doing.
He sounded like he had a mouthful of food in the beginning part of it.
Probably did. That's not uncommon for Ed either. Chomping on a stalk of celery or something.
Protein bar, celery, carrots.
Right. Hummus.
Hummus. I had some of that earlier today.
Yum. Yum.
Forgot to save some for your son Mason, who loves that stuff.
Loves it. All right, so yesterday, or Monday.
Yes, 2 days ago.
We were talking with Arginus Angulo.
Mark, you might know who he is. He's a baseball player, minor leaguer.
With the Hillcats. He's a closer for the Hillcats.
I mean, I don't really know who he is, but...
Well, anyway, we had him on.
I forgot, soccer is where you start following them at a young age.
Yeah, but you know, I was watching at 2:30 in the morning a couple weeks ago with the U20 World Cup game.
U20, I'm sorry.
U20,
yeah. I said U10, I got it wrong.
Not quite that young.
It's good to know that you do have some standards. That's great.
I
draw the line.
High school football.
He draws the line. So we were talking with Arginus.
Yes.
And I forget the exact context here. But I had Ed cut off the mics. I made a probably inappropriate comment.
You did.
I did?
I think so.
And then I did something about I forget what it was. But then I did a little
Oh, I know exactly what it was. It had something to do with...
I referenced jockeys.
Yes.
And then I did the little horse, like pretending to ride a horse. Just as the microphones got turned back on, I threw it to Ed to ask his question.
Oh, it was just perfectly set up for an utter, I don't know if you call it flop in professionalism or vintage sports line moment.
You ready?
Yes. Arginus. Arginus Angulo with us here, closer for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and joining us here on Around. On Around the Horn. Arginus, for you at this point, I mean, you've given us kind of an insight into where you are in your career and in closing. Have you always wanted to be a closer, or at some point did your desire to pitch turn into that? I mean,
we didn't need the last half of that. Can we just hear the first half one more time?
Sure. Our genius.
The fake off is the best. It's not even a good fake off.
It's so contrived.
Do we need to come up with a class on how to do real fake coughing?
There's got to be an easy. There was a long pause there.
Dude, Ed was so close to losing it. Oh, it's not even funny.
It was all I could do just to keep the car on the road, so to speak.
So the mics go on, and this is what you hear.
Our genius.
Like you ran out of breath.
I mean, took a lot of breath to get that out, Mark. What can I say? Yeah. Very tiring to say a name and then
cough. Then I can imagine as soon as you got the question out, you turn the mics off and just lost it.
I think he sort of recomposed
himself. Actually kind of gathered myself.
Because we just...
Oh, okay. Impressive.
We just left him twisting in the wind, looking at him and laughing.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Do we want to hear more of this?
I want to hear that one again. You, Anthony?
I'll listen to it all day.
Our genius... Our genius Angulo with us here, closer for the Lynchburg Hellcats, and joining us here on Around.
It sounds like he's dry
around
heaving.
Around the horn. The genius.
He's what?
He's like dry heaving in the beginning.
Let's hear it again.
Our genius. The fake cough. I mean, it gets rich every single time. I can only imagine what's going to happen in our 5:30 interview with Ryan Burr. Anthony, can you at least give him a heads up? We have a highly unprofessional host.
Mark, what do you think? Do you see promo written all over this with just all the highlights of Ed? And then you conclude it with, Rich is trying to make me laugh.
Yeah, there we go.
That could be good.
You can kind of spill the beans a little bit just so people aren't like, wow, these guys are terrible interviewers,
right,
you know?
Right.
I'll work on that.
What do you think? That could be a good one?
I think so.
You know what we could do? The sports line. We get you the biggest names in sports, and we could do a couple clips. And then you can have another one, and we totally butcher it, and then we have this. Just coughing
and
hacking.
Offense to our genius Angulo, but I don't think he's one of the biggest names in sports.
No, remarkably, this will change at some point.
He had the biggest guarantee in sports.
He's an all-star.
He's an all-star, and he guaranteed a playoff berth from the Hillcats.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mark, I've got
that's bulletin board material.
I've got another good one for you. You ready?
All right.
Ask Ed who he picked in the NBA Finals.
God. Look, Rich, I got it right. I had the Warriors in five.
Ask Ed who he picked in the NBA Finals.
I had the Warriors in five. So
and?
I said it would either be that or Cleveland in six.
What kind of prediction is that?
That's Ed, man. That's Ed. Just said
to hedge my bet.
I was at least one-sided. I said Cavs in seven.
Yeah, you took one side.
Yeah.
It was the wrong side.
It was the wrong side, but a side nonetheless.
Yeah, you can't take both sides. Sports personalities flip-flop all the time. So
there you go.
It's par for the course, I guess.
Par for the course.
Living up to a cherished reputation.
Right.
Oh. All right, well, Mark, we just we thought you'd appreciate that and wanted to say hey.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
One more
that
time,
great.
Just for Mark.
Our genius
takes me back.
Our genius Angulo with us here, closer for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and joining us here on Around the Horn, our genius
Ed Lane, media professional.
Note how it's media personality, not media professional.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Been very careful with that.
All right, 5:18 on the sports line. When we come back, We've got some trivia questions. Is that right? Yep.
That's the word.
All right. So if you want to participate, give us a call, 434-534-8500. Mark, a pleasure as always. Thank you, man.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, enjoy Nashville. See ya.
I will.
I wonder if he saw your guys, the Ryan brothers,
fighting. Oh, we should have asked him that.
Is he still there?
Mark. No, he's gone.
Mark. Oh.
The Ryan brothers and the watch party, right?
From yeah, watch Predators. Party. Is that something you would do? Go to a watch party?
No.
What if your kids went? Would you be disappointed in them?
I don't know why.
Doing something that's kind of millennial-ish?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't just millennials that were
no.
there.
No. Yeah.
Play it again.
I don't know. I think the computer froze. Or I got cold hands / feet. Our genius. do cough. I need to play the rest or just get no, to the fake cough?
The cough is really the cough is really where it's at.
It's a legit cough, Rich.
It's legit, like legit lettuce.
Yeah, appropriate on a Water Dog Wednesday.
On a Water Dog Wednesday,
because they're
right.
The home of legit lettuce.
That's where that phrase was coined.
It's actually because the Water Dog gets their produce locally sourced and sustained. Farmers markets, places around the region. So that's the origin of legit lettuce as we come full circle here.
Yes, with all the great food at the Water Dog. And
that's
we'll go
what I'm
on
hiring.
And on and on about the lettuce.
That's my focal point, Rich.
In addition to the great food, 35 or more craft brews plus handcrafted cocktails by Chief Mixologist. I like that. Chief Mixologist Shane.
We might have to get Brew Ridge Tours to come by at some point and after Shane makes us some drinks in the studio.
You want to take us home?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea. It's down along the riverfront. Great tap house and oyster bar. And if you're there like on a Sunday or a Saturday or it's still early and you want to do a Bloody Mary, Hair of the Water Dog. I highly endorse that. It's not only a drink, it's a meal. It's both. Very, very good.
It's one of your favorites.
It is. All right, 520, Water Dog Wednesday. Quick break, coming back. Do we have a caller? Yeah. All right, couple lines open. Get a question right, and you get to pick a golfer. Whoever's golfer finishes the highest will win a VSGA VIP card. Good for all kinds of golf discounts all across the state. It's the Sports Line. We're coming back.